The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Well, a lot of people are concerned about our tourism industry. What with the very significant VAT hike in the hospitality and accommodation sector in the budget, the potential impact on Brexit with 4 out of 10 visitors coming to this country from the UK, the shortage of hotel rooms, nay, the rip-off prices of accommodation in Dublin, not to speak about Airbnb changes. Well, today, Fáilte Ireland held a conference in Croke Park to unveil their plans of how to sustain the tourism industry's record success. 2018 was a record year so far, next year, despite all the various challenges. Pleasure to welcome from the conference the boss of Fáilte Ireland, Paul Kelly, joins me in studio. So, this year has been a record year?
Absolutely, Ivan. Yes, thank you very much for having me in this evening. This year, as we come towards what's been the best ever year for Irish tourism, towards the end of that year, we're projecting that by the end of this year that tourism revenue to the economy has grown by about 8%, up to 7.8 billion euros. And when we look at that in the context of what that will do in terms of job creation, we believe that will add about a staggering extra 20,000 jobs because of the tourism benefit this year, bringing the total number of jobs created by tourism up to 260,000 in the economy. So when we take that into what does that mean for every man, woman and child in the country, as it were, tourism now contributes over 1,000 euros per household in terms of exchequer revenue. So that's less tax that you and me and all of our listeners here have to pay every year because of the tax that tourists pay on our behalf. So really significant benefit for the economy and going very well.
Okay, and we've spoken to Niall Gibbons, who's head of Tourism Ireland, that does the overseas marketing. What Fáilte Ireland, as I understand it, does marketing for stay-at-home holiday makers, and you develop the tourism product and tourism skills of the industry itself. So you've got a few extra quid in the budget for 2019. How do you propose to spend it?
Yeah, so as we look forward to 2019, as you said on the intro there, there are a number of challenges in the tourism sector. I think obviously the VAT increase, that's going to put significant challenges on some of the businesses in the sector. We have the looming cloud of Brexit ahead of us that we need to deal with. There are some skill shortages, there are some capacity bottlenecks. All of those challenges are there, but we've also got really good grounds for optimism. And despite all of those challenges, we think that the positives outweigh the negatives. When we look, there's significant ongoing global growth in tourism. The UNWTO, the United Nations World Travel Organization, is forecasting tourism to grow, global tourism to grow by 50% in the next 12 years. And, you know, when we look into 2019 for Ireland, when we look at our initial forecast, we see significant increases in air access. We see about a 7% growth in air access coming in from the US, about a 6% growth of air access probably coming in from mainland Europe. And even in the UK, we're looking at a 3-4% air access growth. So, you know, and that's, as an island nation, that access is the first and most important thing in terms of tourism. So, you know, despite the challenge there are ahead of us, we think when we translate that into visitor numbers, we'll probably see about 3-4% growth in tourists next year, and about a 5% growth in revenue next year.
Well, but what are you doing to now, impact on that? I mean, like, what are you doing to improve the tourism product, to build the shoulder periods? Because a lot of us know it's only the school holidays, particularly for the stay-at-home people. It's July and August, and then the season's over.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're everything we do in Fáilte Ireland is through our lenses of regional and seasonal development. So trying to spread the benefit of tourism throughout the country. And we're working right throughout the country on a number of initiatives to spread that benefit. Currently, about...
What are we talking about? A few Bakshi festivals?
No, we're working with... we've got... If tourism has about 300 million in the National Development Plan and capital development projects, we've got a development pipeline now over the next 3 to 4 years that has got 122 million of that already committed. That's in 49 large grant schemes all around the country. Everything from the very northwest to the southeast and northeast to
building
the southwest.
What?
Building new visitor attractions, opening up our national parks, opening up new visitor interpretation centres, and building new reasons for people to visit every part of Ireland. In addition to that, we've got about 47 small grants that we give to industry to help them improve their visitor experience and the language interpretation at their visitor attractions and their activities. So an awful lot of work going on all around the regions. Obviously, we have our regional experience brands. So we now have the entire country covered between the Wild Atlantic Way region, Ireland's Ancient East, Ireland's Hidden Heartlands, and our Dublin brand. We have a branding mechanism to bring the entire tourism product offering of Ireland out into the international markets and sell that. So a significant range of developments. In terms of season extension, yeah, absolutely. This is really important. Really important for both commercially viable businesses and also sustainable employment in the sector, that we've got extend that season out as much as we can. And we are seeing some good success there. We've seen growth in the off-peak season be faster than growth in the peak season this year. And we need to continue that year on year in order to flatten out that curve and get those shoulder seasons up. And there are still, like, as we all know, people don't come to Ireland from hot places for our weather. So, you know, there are still lots of people who are travelling in those shoulder seasons, and we need to attract them and bring them in and bring them into Ireland. And we're getting good success in that. This year, with the extra money we're getting in the budget, some of it we're putting into those season extension programmes. So, for example, in September of this year, we're launching a new and exciting new initiative called A Month of Food. And this is...
Oh, what month is that?
This is September, which is a harvest month, and it's also a perfect month for extending out that summer season for an extra few weeks. And this is where we're going to be working with businesses the length and breadth of the country to develop food trails and programs and activate a lot of great activity that's already going on there to improve our food reputation. Ireland's food offering has got much better in the last number of years. However, our international reputation for it still lags a little bit behind how high quality our actual offering is. So what we're looking to do here is building on the food and drink strategy that Folge Ireland launched earlier on this year.
Well, I have bad news for you, Paul. The listeners are more on my wavelength. Jack in Cork says, how about a new initiative for our hotels? Let's not double prices for any big event that's happening in our area. And it gets worse. Give me a break. Why doesn't your guest mention Rip Off Ireland? We get screwed at every turn by these so-called businesses. What tourist would ever visit this extortionate country? I mean, I'm hearing reports of people having to pay $320 for a hotel room night in Dublin. And I'm not talking about too many stars. And if there's a concert or a big conference or a big sports event on, it is rip-off central.
I think, in terms of when we look at the there is no doubt that, you know, in terms of we have an issue with accommodation capacity. I'm pleased to say that, you know, this is simple supply and demand, you know, in terms of we have a situation where we have had visitor growth of over 50% over the last 5 or 6 years. And we've had no growth in the hotel stock accommodation that we've had in Dublin. And that has led to an imbalance in supply and demand. That's being addressed. We have new accommodation stock coming on stream. Over the next 3 years, we're going to have about 5,000 more hotel bedrooms in Dublin, which is desperately needed. It's still not enough. Our forecast is that we'll still be about 1,000 bedrooms short in about 3 years' time. So we're trying to do what we can to encourage more development in this space. And this is not unusual for capital cities. I think what's, you know, in terms of when there's major events on in capital cities, you know, prices do go up, and that happens the world over, and it is simple supply and demand. And the issue with Dublin in particular at the moment is that when we look over last year, we had effectively about 140 nights, so about 40% of the year, where the city was just full. And that is unusual in terms of by international standards. So the answer to that is to increase the supply of hotel accommodation. That is coming on stream. But it was only a couple of years ago that it became profitable again to build hotels. And it takes a couple of years from that to when the hotels start to come on stream, and they are beginning to come on stream, and that is going to be the solution. We're also seeing those kind of supply capacity pinch points arising in other parts of Ireland, which is in Cork and Kilkenny and Galway, are other areas where we're seeing that accommodation capacity pinch coming in. And we're going to be working with all of the local stakeholders to see if we can, what we can do to bring insights and research to the market, and to work with developers and work with property owners to see how we can facilitate a speeding up of the hotel development.
Okay, CEO of Fortia Ireland outlining his plans for 2019, Paul Kelly, thank you for joining us. Keep the text coming, 53106. After the news, we're going to be talking about rocketing rents. Dan O'Brien will be in to talk about prospects under Trump worldwide, whether we should be afraid or concerned, and all our Monday features, relationship expert, consumer corner, and Phil Tomo Thompson.